Amen. It does. It does. I'm glad you can raise up a generation that loves God. Amen. And it can be brought back. Bless his name. What blesses my heart is exactly what he is preaching on. He's a result of a daddy that brought him to camp meeting. And his daddy is a result of his daddy bringing him to camp meeting and being faithful to God. And that's the way it ought to be. Just keeps coming down the pipe. We need a voice for this coming generation. Yes, we do. God, challenge our hearts to be the preacher, be the voice. I like that about what he said. You can't lead a, if you lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. I like it when he said, but you can tell him how good it is to drink it. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he's good. Bless his name. I surely do this morning. Need somebody to stand as a lighthouse, as a sentinel, and cry aloud, spare not, be a watchman on the wall. Watchman, what of the night? We need some men that's got their eyes open and their hearts right with God. And we need some men that'll rear back and preach again the truth that Jesus saves. He's the only remedy for sinners. The only hope a man's got is in the Lord. Oh, I bless his name this morning. Thank God. Brother Jordan, you come on around here. I appreciate these that are in the altar. Thank God the Lord knows their need this morning. And he's able to help them. I'm here to tell you, there's help to be found. There's help to be found here in the tabernacle. I realize this is not the church house, but we meet together here. And God meets with us. There's help to be gotten right here among these shavings. I've rooted at them before, and it's not the shavings, but it's just the God that helps us. You say, I could get help somewhere else. You're exactly right. You don't have to be here this morning to get help. He can help you on a Sunday morning. He can help you right down the road. But I'm here to tell you, every time we gather, there's a possibility of help for your life right here. I bless his name. He's speaking to your heart. We're going to wait just a moment. You sure can. Amen. I'm going to do something right here that I feel like I ought to do. And I want Zaley, I want you to come on up here and be ready. You just give me a minute here. We've got a dear lady here and been to camp meeting just about every service. And she's 98 years old. Loves the Lord. And I told her the other day, I said, I want you to be ready just to give you testimony. I appreciate Miss Pearl Childers. She's been a blessing to mine and Barbara's life. Appreciate her spirit. And you just give me a minute, I'm going to walk to her, and she's going to bear a good testimony. Amen. Amen.
I just want to tell you what the Lord has done for me. All my life, he's blessed me. I was the 11th child born into our family. And my mother at her last birth didn't get along so good, and my daddy said to her, if either one of us has to die, let it be me, because you can raise the children better than I can, because he had asthma so bad that he couldn't do a lot of things. So that was in December, and then Mama got it right, she's okay, but the baby died, and Papa said that...
Bless your heart.
He told her that if either one of them had to die, let it be him. Well, he lived to May, and he died. He left Mama with 12 children to raise. And she was a wonderful mother. I think about her all the time. She was such an inspiration to me.
Bless your heart, Miss Pearl.
She died when she was 65. And I think of so many people in rest homes and all that can't do the things that I do, and I pray for them. Some of them don't even know they're in the world. And I'm able to go and do it for myself.
Amen.
I had a little sick spell on last October. And I was in the hospital a couple of days. They said I had a mini stroke. I told my daughter, I said, I didn't know I was sick enough to die.
Yeah. Amen.
But I got over it, and I'm back at home by myself and doing my own work, and the Lord still blessed me.
Amen. Tell them about when you got saved.
One Wednesday night, we was at prayer meeting, and we went. We had to walk about a mile to church. And when we got almost home, this light, bright light, just swooped down in front of me, but it was gone. I couldn't figure out what that was, and it bothered me. And my sister, I said, did you see a light? She said, no, I didn't see no light. I said, I did. And that night I couldn't rest. I was trying to figure out what it was. But finally, I thought, that's the way the Lord is showing me, that I need to accept him as my Savior.
Amen.
And I did that night. After a while, I didn't go to sleep. But then when I surrendered my heart to him, I had a good night.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. He's good to us.
I could talk and tell you a lot of things that happened in my life. But I will tell you this. That when we got married, it reminded me of what that preacher said the other morning. When they got married, didn't have nothing. We didn't have nothing. We were both young. But we went to pick out some furniture to get just the things that we could do with. I was 17 and he was 18. And he was working in Cannon Mills making 12 and a half cents an hour. And I was not old enough to work. I was too young to work. But when I got 18, I got me a job. And we had picked out this furniture. And when we went to sign the papers for it, the owner of the furniture store was Mr. Whitley, and he had a funeral home there and run the furniture store too. And so we couldn't afford to make the payments on it. And we had a neighbor that was working on the grocery store, and he knew Mr. Whitley. And he talked to him. I don't know what he said to him. But he told us to come on and pick out whatever we wanted and pay whatever we could on it. We paid a couple of dollars every 2 weeks till I went to work, and then we soon got it paid for. Then we began to get other pieces of furniture that we needed. And the Lord's just blessed us till we don't need for nothing.
Amen, Miss Burrow. Amen.
And I was brought up to not have anything, and I didn't. I was happy. I didn't know that I didn't have nothing. Nobody else around me had any more than I did.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't have a daddy.
Amen.
But my mother provided for us. We lived on a farm. We raised corn and everything else that grew on a farm. We had cotton, and in the fall, we'd sell the cotton and buy school clothes.
Amen.
And in the summertime, we worked canning everything that we could get a hold of. And then we didn't have no freezers or anything to put anything in. It was canning it.
Amen.
And we lived off of that. We had two cows, two mules. And we worked on the farm and grew everything that we ate.
Amen. Amen.
So that's enough for me.
Bless your heart.
But I want to say that he's been good to me. He's blessed me out of both hands.
Amen. You ever been blessed out of both hands? Last time I checked, he can hold the waters in one palm. Amen. Go ahead, Zaylee, sing for me.